This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham seated its new city council this week. That much was expected. What caught many by surprise, though, is who will lead the board in the next term. Maxine Parker is the new council president. She claimed victory as something of a dark horse candidate. We talk about that with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us to talk politics most Thursdays. He's here once again. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
So it took a while for the council to actually select a new council president. You know, what happened?
Yeah, it entered the day as a sort of a anticipated smackdown between Councilor Stephen Hoyt and Councilor Jonathan Austin, and both of those were nominated. Both of those were voted on. It was clear that there was a 4-4-1 split, with four members voting for each and Maxine Parker abstaining on both. So when it seemed like that was not going to change, Councilor Valerie Abbott nominated Parker, and she won. And all of a sudden, wow, surprise.
Well, with a surprise, for those who aren't familiar with her, you know, what's Maxine Parker like?
Well, she's a three-term council member who has largely been pretty quiet and non-controversial for the most part of her tenure. She has made the most waves standing up for people in her district and North Birmingham as far as where railroad tracks are concerned and neighborhood danger. She stood up to the mayor at times, but she has also been able to get along with the mayor. I think she's seen on the council as someone who is if not the lesser of the evils on the more extreme side, someone who can attempt to bridge the gaps there.
We'll talk about some of those gaps in a moment, but with that personality in mind, how do you see her leading this council?
Well, that's the big question, because this council right now is pretty full of big personalities. And she's going to have to be strong on the dais. She's going to have to step up. But, you know, in that position, that role, a lot of people have been able to become somebody else to do that. And maybe she's confident that she has the ability. She's going to have to just, soldier on.
Well, there's big personalities on the council. There's also friction between the council and the mayor's office. You know, most notably, the previous council took them 4 months to get a budget together, a budget agreement with the mayor. With the new mix of people on the council, how do you see that relationship, council and mayor, shaping up?
Well, everything I've heard the last few days, I mean, there's a lot of rhetoric about how we're going to get along, but there's a lot of action that indicates we're not doing anything differently. I mean, it comes with all these various competing events and spending. It's clear that there are different agendas and different ways of looking at how to run city government.
Well, let's take a step back then a little bit. You know, we have a new Birmingham Board of Education. The feeling over there is kind of we've turned a new leaf. It's a new chapter after turmoil. With the Birmingham City Council, change of tone, you know, new atmosphere. What's your sense there?
Again, we do have a long way to go to see it. I mean, with the school board, it was pretty much a clean slate. We are starting brand new. And we've had that change of tone in the past. Sometimes when the understanding of the difficulty of that institution rears its ugly head, the tone changes back again, but we'll see. With the council, it's more we plug in a new member or two and go on. And frankly, a lot of the trouble between the mayor and council also involved former council president Roderick Royal, who just plain he and the mayor didn't get along. So there's hope for forward movement.
Well, also this morning, while Birmingham prepares to host the Magic City Classic on Saturday, not to mention the slew of regular college football games scheduled that day, John here is practically approaching heresy by talking about basketball in Alabama. Now, these thoughts were prompted by a visit to the SEC Basketball Media Days earlier this month. What'd you find there?
Well, you know, I went down because I just don't understand why basketball doesn't get any view. And I went, you know, the Football Media Days had 1,200 media credentials, news all over the world. Basketball had, I think, maybe 80, and five of them worked for us. So, you know, so I went down and said, you know, what in the world does basketball have to do? And I ended up kind of finding a different story.
Well, on that story, as you say, basketball has those things can teach us about life.
Yeah, I was talking to Jodine Jr., and he was talking about the glory days in Alabama with Wimp Sanderson and Sonny Smith and Gene Bartow, and they were all just so passionate and aggressive and outside the box. and willing to say what was wrong with things and willing to push what was right. And I was like, well, you know, that has a lot to, you know, cities could follow that sort of thing too. And Joe was, he was in agreement there.
Well, someone might hear this analogy to basketball, to sports, and say, we've already learned these lessons. We just did it with football.
Yeah, we did. Nick Saban already taught us the process, but every time we can learn it, I guess we can learn some more.
Well, what does the Birmingham community look like that's learned these lessons of persistence, thinking outside the box? What does Birmingham look like if we apply these lessons from the basketball media days?
Well, you know, you be passionate and loyal, and you play like a team, and you call the fouls when you see them, and no matter what, you push. I guess you keep dribbling together, but I think playing together is the real lesson.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column Wednesday, Friday, and Sundays in the Birmingham News and online at al.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.